Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning we are talking to two coaches from the Hazleton Area School District, and I would like both of you to introduce yourselves and tell us how long you've been in Hazleton.
My name is Judy Salemi. I'm a math coach at Hazleton Area High School. I was at that school for 2 years. I've been in the district for approximately 20 years, teaching elementary. I was a reading specialist and middle school math before I became a coach.
I'm Rick Barletta. I'm a math coach at Hazleton Area High School. I've been in that building for 2 years. I've been a teacher for 29 years, 24 of them in the Hazleton Area School District. Five in Pottstown High School.
Thank you both for taking the time to talk with us. And what I'd like to talk about this morning is the idea of collaboration, how you collaborate with the teachers for whom you are coaches, and also how you collaborate together as coaches since you're in the same school, and how your team of coaches work. How many coaches are in Hazleton?
There are 9 of us.
And how are they divided?
We have 3 school buildings. 4 of us, well, 5 of us. Was 5, now it's 4. Coaches are in the Hazleton Area High School, and 4 coaches are in the Career Center, the Hazleton Area.
We have a campus of 3,400 students that have 3 buildings. One building is all 9th grade, one building that is a career center, and one is at a high school. So we are spread out in 3 buildings. We have 5 literacy coaches and 4 math coaches in those 3 buildings.
Okay. Had Hazleton been involved in instructional coaching prior to Pennsylvania High School Coaching Initiative?
No.
Okay, so everything is new. So the idea, the culture of coaching is brand new to Hazleton.
Brand new.
With that idea that it is new, how did it start at Hazleton? What did the coaches do? Because again, it was the first time that instructional coaching was there. So what did you do in the beginning? How did you manage to start out with teachers who were unfamiliar with what the coaching process was?
Coaching process worked real well for us in Hazleton because our superintendent bought into the program due to the fact that the year the initiative began was the same year that over, I think, around 75 teachers retired in the Hazleton Area School District in our secondary system. With that in mind, he thought it would be a great idea to have coaches come in and work with the younger teachers. So in our action plan in the first year, we targeted teachers, non-tenure teachers with up to 3-year experience. So he thought that was a perfect fit for us to start with, to work with those teachers on the strategies to make them better teachers and to give them support on their teaching career, to begin their teaching career.
And you found that worked. That was a good way to get your feet wet?
It absolutely was. And what had happened then during the course of our first year is veteran teachers saw what we were doing with the non-tenure teachers and invited us in to the classrooms. Now I'm not saying across the board, but a large portion of them did. They respected what we did. They were interested in the strategies. We held small professional development sessions in the morning and taught a different strategy each time we had one of these. More and more people bought into the program. We stressed confidentiality. There's a high level of trust between the teachers that we're coaching and ourselves. We don't push ourselves onto anyone. I've learned through this process how to question. I've learned how to pause after asking a question.
The wait time.
The PLN courses have really taught me a lot.
Talk for a minute about the PLN courses and how you found them helpful to you, and then how you turned around to help the teachers implement what you've learned.
Well, I'll tell you, Ellen, from being a reading specialist, a lot of the strategies that Joe taught us
were pretty much second nature, something that I had known in the past. But it kind of brought them more to the surface again. So totally not bought into the program, but reevaluated my whole idea, philosophy about teaching, and I guess that just came into my coaching and my passion about it. So
I think it was very good that, you know, we took the courses first, offered PL1, L1, and PLN2,
yeah,
and then it was offered on campus to our teachers. So the first year, I think we trained over 30 teachers in PLN1, mm-hmm. and then those teachers now this year have taken PLN2. And then a new group started this school year taking PLN1. So in 3 years, I think we'll be able to train close to 100 teachers in the Hazleton area, mm-hmm. school district, in the high school setting, on PLN strategies. And that supports everything that we do. It, you know, we could bring things to the table and show them new strategies, but then it comes to the forefront when they take the course and they go through the things that we have learned, and therefore now they see the strategies
Right. They're not only hearing
practice.
It from us, from right. our voices, they're hearing it, you know, right. from PEN literacy.
Exactly.
Also, a major, major component of this was our administration. Mm. Our principal and our administrator of curriculum, I mean, were behind us 100%. They mandated please do nows in every single classroom. Every single classroom starts out with a please do now.
Interesting.
As you remember, the timeline on this, Ellen, the first year that it happened, you were there, and you and Sue Keck spoke to the audience
right.
about coaching.
Right.
But also that day, just by coincidence, Governor Rendell was there,
mm-hmm.
and Governor Rendell spoke about
yeah.
coaching, and it was sold through him. And then our superintendent, in his speech to begin the school year, also talked about coaching, and then it went filtered down to Deb Carr, our Dr. Carr, the curriculum, the director of curriculum, and then also our principal, Bob Stefanovich.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all the layers
right.
covered of the upper part of the school district and the state
right.
that gave us the support of coaching.
That I think that is really critical for success, that you have support behind you, both on the school level as
Absolutely.
A school leader, but also as a district leader coming down, so that
we've even
conditions.
Had audiences with some of our school board members.
That's
who
wonderful.
Wanted to know more about coaching and the way that it works.
How about your legislator?
And also,
and,
yes. we had a meeting. We had more than one meeting with our state legislator, Todd Eaches. And to explain what this is all about, and he is all in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had conversations with him about how, you know, what's going to happen in the future, and his opinion to me was, you know, it would be a shame for it to stop. And I hope, you know, reaching his ears
mm-hmm.
and others like him, that this could continue.
Right. That's, you're really painting a very positive picture, and your actions are very positive on the benefits and merits of instructional
mm-hmm.
coaching.
It really is. For this to fizzle up now, for this to just fizzle and go away, we've made such strides
right.
in a high school populated by 3,400 students in the past 2 years that I don't know. I would hate to see this district
right.
go under.
Another layer of this,
mm-hmm.
Ellen, that I'd like to mention is that, you know, besides the support that we get from internally, we have the support twice a month from the mentors, from foundations. And they are our guides. If we have any questions on anything on how to run the program, or also we get to share with them what's going on in other school districts,
mm-hmm.
that they bring that to us, that, you know, we have that contact that even though we're in the building, we are not by ourselves. You know, today we have a networking meeting at Penn State with all the coaches in the state, but also twice a month, we get to spend a lot of time with our mentors who are very helpful in guiding us on
they
what
really
things
are.
To do.
Because not every day is coming up roses.
Mm.
You know,
sure.
and there's a lot of stressful times. And I know Jen Battisto, who's our math mentor, she comes in with like a clear attitude. And she gives me a different perspective on how to handle some situations. She's been wonderful with the logs. You know,
yeah.
she helps us along with that, our action plan.
And just the data collection overall.
Right.
You know, what you need, what we need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
to be focusing on our job, and not just helping the coaches, because helping the teachers, because that has started the program on changing practice in classroom to make lessons mm-hmm. student engagement versus teacher driven. You know, and they've helped us with that, but now also our roles have changed to data collection, where now we are administering the foresight test a few times a year, and how we could give you the information which you need to make this program successful.
That's great. So actually what you're saying here is that all of the enabling conditions, like the support from PLN, the support from the mentors, the school-based support, the district support, the state support, all the pieces are falling into place,
mm-hmm.
which are very helpful in helping you implement and facilitate the instructional coaching
mm-hmm.
model, which that's incredible. Something that you said earlier I'd like to go back to, and that is, you know, trust is critical for support and for receptivity and for sustainability. How were you able to establish that trust, not just in the classroom with the teachers, but also between coaches and among coaches, because you've got a sizable team of coaches, so you're actually working on the teacher level, but you're also establishing the trust among the coaches. How did you do that?
It was a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, we have weekly coaches meetings that the nine of us meet together. Sometimes we just meet, hash things out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we meet, most of the times Dr. Carr is there, and Mr. Stefanovic is there. And we're able to air stuff, or problems, or anything that we face throughout the week, okay? And we help each other solve.
I think by having weekly meetings
mm-hmm.
with all nine coaches and two administrators, and now the Career Center, there's more administrators being involved, helps us to come up with problems, what's happening in other buildings. It keeps us in contact.
Mm-hmm.
And not just from my viewpoint, it's also beneficial to find out what's going on with the literacy coaches, because me being a math coach, sometimes you only focus on the math teachers or the science
mm-hmm.
teachers, but you also get the perspective when they bring to the table what's going on in the other buildings, what's working, what's not working. It's not like you're on your own. You have eight other people that you could work with. And in our situation with Judy and I, we share an office together. We've known each other for most of our lives, and we share an office together.
We grew up together, kind of. We really did. We've been friends for a long time.
Hazleton's a close-knit town,
mm-hmm.
and we're very
mm-hmm.
close
before we were coaching, he taught 8th grade algebra in one middle school. I taught 8th grade algebra in the other middle school, so we would constantly email each other or call each other to track ourselves, to make sure that, so we've had a connection for a long time.
So collaboration comes a second nature.
It
it's
is.
Automatic.
To us, we would email each other and say, what chapter are you on? What test are you using? What are you doing? Are you skipping this? Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So Judy and I always had this collegial dialogue between each other, you know, for before we were coaches. It's just ironic now that we share an office together and we are coaching together. And we bring that to the table, that we could also use ideas on what's going on with even though there's confidentiality, with the teachers that you're using, what's working, what the teachers that I'm using, what's working. Can we share ideas? You know, if an idea is working real well, then I want to maybe bring that to one of my teachers, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a special bond that we have together, of working together, you know, daily, but also knowing each other through our lives.
I run everything by him. I really do. Do you think this is a good idea? How can we, you know, how can we maybe tweak this? We run everything by each other.
That's a wonderful model to show others, and I'm sure it's been very obvious, because just in this interview,
mm-hmm.
What you're talking about is practical problem solving, talking collaboration, talking about reflection, talking about building relationships, all the key items that we think help make instructional coaching such an effective
mm-hmm.
Tool, a powerful tool to help teachers and students.
Also in our situation, what was very helpful was, you know, because we are well established in the school district, and they knew, because of the years of experience, everyone knows therefore, you know, when we bring something to the table because of our experience, they're more able to look at us and say, oh, we'll try that. Well, they're open to us. And we had that rapport, we thought we had that rapport, that we could talk to the teachers. You know, in my situation, I think there's one person ahead of me in seniority in the math department. So there, everybody knows me, and I've worked with them over the years. So it's not that I speak words of wisdom, but at least I have that open relationship.
Another thing that we did in the beginning of coaching, which I think is very important too, is we went to veteran teachers and said, could we just maybe learn something from you? Can we sit in the back of the classroom? Okay, and just maybe be other eyes in the room, but maybe you can teach us something. And that was like, wow, sure, come in anytime. Come in anytime. So that was another way of getting our foot in the door, so to speak, and then actually coaching them. That's how it evolved. But we showed them the respect enough to say, oh, we don't know it all just because we took a PLN course. You know, you've been teaching longer than we have. Can I learn something from you?
And then when the faculty saw that we were in the established teachers, the veteran teachers' classrooms, then you were more welcome to go in anyone's classrooms. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, you were just targeting, maybe on paper we were targeting the non-tenure teachers, but because we were in the other classrooms of the veteran teachers, it worked that we can go anywhere we wanted to. So in our situation in Hazleton, it was very unique, but it also worked out real well.
We don't have the problem of setting up the time with anyone. We're welcome, and I could say this openly, we are welcome in anyone's classrooms. They've already told us. I can knock on anybody's door and say, can I come in? You know, at any time, and it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Are there challenges?
Oh, yes, there
are
challenges.
Can you say one challenge that you've had to problem solve about it?
You have naysayers. Yeah, you're going to find that in every group.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was a really good quote we got from the PowerPoint this morning. Say it here, not in the parking lot. That kind
deal
of
with it now.
It up. Mm-hmm. That sums it up. But we kind of meet every challenge head on. We have department meetings every week that we're there. We have professional development sessions every Tuesday that Ricky and I run. And the literacy coaches also run them, but we're just talking about us right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
So we see most of the staff every week.
So you're so
sometimes
visible.
Sometimes twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Plus going into classrooms and modeling and that over-the-shoulder coaching that you do.
So
you
really, office door is always open.
And so the professional development falls on the coaches to really take an active role in planning it and delivering it.
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
So that's really one way to institutionalize what coaching
yes,
is.
Yes, try to lead it and work with the department heads. That's the key. Because we go to the department head meetings also, and if we work with the department heads, then it will spread throughout the whole building.
Right.
I mean, our main specialty is math, but if we get to all of them, then we hit all the disciplines in the school.
This whole point of this is collaboration, reflection, practical problem solving, and it's great that you're able to avail yourselves of that opportunity. I'm glad and proud myself to be part of Pennsylvania High School Coaching Initiative.